Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Jets obviously lose 30-10, as I said. Justin Fields with a concussion, but this was a game with a score 30-10 that was misleading. The Jets just looked like they were in a different weight class than the Buffalo Bills. To talk about the Jets, this disappointing game and start to the season, we bring in Mark Canizzaro from the New York Post. Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm doing great, Lori. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Another frustrating start to a New York football season. And with the Jets, you know, we were told the Aaron Glenn era, it was going to be about being smart and tough and disciplined. And here we are in the second game of the season. And that, you know, that certainly wasn't what we saw today. And so I guess I'll start off with, what is your, you know, what's sort of your headline coming off of this game?
Well, without question, Lori, the lead here is that the team that Aaron Glenn has been thumping the desk about and promising to build did none of those things that you just mentioned. They weren't disciplined. They weren't smart. They weren't tough. They were, as you said, completely outmatched. But the thing is, they had player after player that did things to make them lose the game. And those are the players that Aaron Glenn, you know, like Bill Parcells, who's his mentor, just won't tolerate. And we saw him cut Xavier Gibson from last week's game, you know, he essentially cost the Jets the game against Pittsburgh in their opener. And, you know, a statement was made during the week. And as I refer to in the piece that I wrote today, if he cut everybody that caused them to lose the game today, he would never roster to field next week in Tampa. Because, you know, I mean, let's start with Michael Clemens, who time after time after time makes these idiotic plays that make teams lose games. I referred, you know, early on, I think I tweeted out that, you know, Glenn should have cut him at halftime. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a guy that came here with a reputation of doing this. You know, he's got a rap sheet of you know, poor plays, bad discipline plays, penalties. And listen, that just was the tone setter today. I mean, that didn't cause them to lose the game. But, you know, there were just constant other issues all day that came up. Poor coverage, you know, bad tackling. I mean, you know, the Cook touchdown run was embarrassing, mm-hmm. So it just went after the other. So to me, I mean, Aaron was seething after the game. I mean, he could literally see smoke come out of his ears. He was so pissed off. And he was pissed off because this is the very team that he doesn't want to coach and present, you know, the one that was out there today. Last week, you know, it was a tease to some degree. I mean, I think there was a lot of hope coming out of last week, even though everybody said the right things and said, you know, there's no moral victories. Well, there was kind of a moral victory because their offense looked terrific. And Justin Fields looked terrific. One of his best games of his career. Yep. Today, he might have had his worst game of his career.
Yeah, Aaron Glenn, after the game, said, we're not going to waver. The brand, like the brand of football we're going to play, we're not going to waver. But what do you do with this issue? Penalties have been something that have plagued the Jets for years now, and here we are. And it wasn't like there was 4 million penalties in this game, but the ill-timed ones early in the game when this was still a football game, and that Michael Clemens play. Do you expect Aaron Glenn then to make a statement again this week, 2 weeks in a row, and cutting a player who, you know, he said that if you cause us to lose, you will be cut. To your point, you can't cut the whole football team. But do you expect them to make a statement and cut Clemens?
I don't. And the reason I say that is that Clemens was back on the field the next time the Jets were on defense, mm-hmm. which I thought was a bit surprising. I didn't think it was a very good look, quite frankly, for the culture that Aaron's trying to build here. But, you know, Aaron was not rip-roaring, ticked off in his press conference specifically about Clemens' penalty. I mean, he basically said, if you hit the head and the neck, you're going to be penalized, you know. I didn't get the vibe out of him that he was particularly ticked off at Clemens. I think it was more of a collective thing. And no, you can't just keep cutting guys. You know, obviously that's not really feasible. But, you know, I suspect that the practices are going to be pretty, you know, I think Wednesday and Thursday, I've got to think Wednesday won't be a very pleasant day in practice. And certainly, you know, when they go over film here and whatnot, tomorrow, this could have been 50-0, this game. I mean, Lori, when you think about it, you know, Josh Allen barely did anything in this game.
Right.
It's the first time in ages he hasn't scored a touchdown with his arm or his legs.
148 yards passing. That's it from Josh Allen. No touchdowns running, no touchdowns throwing, you know, passing. You know, to your point, he was ordinary in this game because he didn't have to be. They ran for 224 yards, and it actually felt like they were kind of being kind.
If you had scribbled those numbers down on in your notebook, that was what Josh Allen was going to have for today, you would have thought the Jets at worst would have maybe lost a close game, probably would have won the game. This is the most yards the Jets have given up rushing in since 2021, I believe. So you know, going back a few years now, since I think it was against the Colts in November of 21, they gave up like 260. And quite frankly, the Bills could have run for 300 today if they wanted plus. I mean, they just cooled the Jets after a while, no pun intended, because they didn't need to do anything.
Yeah, and then for the Jets offense, they score a garbage time touchdown at the end with Tyrod Taylor, but after Justin Fields leaves with a concussion. But for when you looked at this game, for a lot of it, most of it, the Jets had managed 3 points, and this was a defense, a Bills defense, that was absolutely shredded by the Ravens last week, and Lamar Jackson, a running quarterback who also, though, of course, is at this point, has also evolved into a terrific pocket passer. But in terms of the Jets' offense, Garrett Wilson, 4 catches for 50 yards. But this game was everything that we were worried about in the preseason out of this offense. And if the Jets can't develop other weapons, you're game planning for Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and then how easy are the Jets to game plan for?
Yeah, it's pretty bad. And then the other thing is this is the worst formula for the Jets today, because let's be honest. I mean, as good as he looked last week, Justin Fields is not a guy that's, you know, it's a quarterback that's slinging it all over the place. You know, and you know, as you just referred to, the Jets have a number one receiver in Garrett Wilson, and then a bunch of just other guys. And so you can't afford, if you're the Jets, to fall behind by a couple couple touchdowns because, you know, and forcing them to pass. Their game, you know, offensively is what they presented last week against Pittsburgh, and they controlled the game with their running game. And their offensive line, I mean, it had a terrific game last week. It almost makes me wonder how bad Pittsburgh actually is since the Jets, you know, were able to do that. You know, and obviously, you know, the Steelers didn't look so good today offensively, certainly, or defensively against Seattle. So, this is the worst formula for the Jets is to fall behind because they don't have that kind of offense, you know, that's going to sling it around and score 21 points in a quarter. You know, if that happens, that's an anomaly for this team. So, yeah, everything went wrong in this game. You know, this every wart popped up and just stared you in the face, you know, with this team. I mean, listen, I don't think the Jets are as bad of a team as they looked today. But, you know, this had to be alarming for Aaron Glenn, mostly because what we said at the top, they completely beat themselves. I mean, the Bills did nothing really. You know, I'm not taking nothing away from the Bills, but I mean, they really didn't do anything spectacular to win this game. You know, they let the Jets, you know, lose it for them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Yeah, Bills ran 71 plays to the Jets 47. Bills had 403 total yards to the Jets 154. It was such an avalanche mismatch that the Bills, just decided let's not beat ourselves and we'll just let them beat themselves. And
Jets were 0 for 11 on third down, Lori. I mean, you cannot win a football game doing that. I mean, that's embarrassing.
Now, what happened all preseason? We had heard about and thought that if they were going to be running the football, a lot of this Jets offense, yes, Breece Hall, but also Braylon Allen, and that they would be this two-headed monster. And Braylon Allen in this game, 2 carries, 11 yards, that's it. And I understand that the Jets were coming off the field and did not have an opportunity to do very much, but are you surprised that they are not going to Braylon Allen more?
I'm not really yet, only because of this, Lori. Last week, Breece obviously had the hot hand, and he had it going, right? So 107 yards, something like that, on 19 carries. So it was not, you know, you're not going to go away from Breece the way he was running last week. And as you said, they just didn't have the ball that much today. You know, I mean, they tried to get Breece going. You know, he had a decent run early. I want to say a 12 yarder or something like that. So I still think Braylon Allen is a potential weapon and a good part of a two-headed running back, but you know, every coach is going to stick with the hot hand. And today there was the Jets didn't give themselves a chance to figure out who was the hot hand because they couldn't convert a third down and stay on the field. And last week didn't surprise me that much just because, like I said, Breece had the hot hand, and you're going to stick with him. I think at some point we'll certainly see more of Braylon Allen, but you know, I think just across the board on the offensive line, they didn't protect. They didn't open any holes in the running game. I mean, it just really was. I mean, there just wasn't anybody other than Nick Folk, you know, who kicked the only field goal attempt of the game that performed well this, you know, in this game.
Yeah, the players were obviously awful, and a lot of that was problematic. It also felt like the Jets got greatly outcoached as well. After two games, would you be concerned about Jets defensive coordinator Steve Wilks?
Well, when you've given up 64 points in two games, it's hard not to be concerned, Laurie. You know, I mean, again, it is quote-unquote only two games, but listen, you know, Glenn referred to it a little bit today to a question I asked about the running game. I mean, the Bills gave up 238 yards last week and on the ground, and they didn't have Ed Oliver, one of their best players today.
Right.
And you know, and they, you know, they were anemic today. And you know, I talked to Glenn about, I asked Glenn about it, and he said, "Listen, they got a lot of good coaches over there. You know, and you know, they weren't going to let what happened to them last week happen again." And you know, the Jets kind of have to get into that mode themselves, you know, going into the next week's game in Tampa, because Tampa's got a pretty good defense. And, you know, I talked to John Simpson, the Jets guard, afterwards about the same thing. And he said, listen, if you have something terrible happening like the Bills had last week, you're going to be determined not to let it happen again. And that's pretty much what the Bills did. And I think that's probably some coaching, and it's certainly the players with some pride. And listen, they also faced, you know, the best rushing team in the league between running back and quarterback last week against Baltimore. So, but yeah, I getting back to the Wilks thing, listen, I'm not ready to fire Steve Wilks, but you've got to be concerned, because what are they good at? You know, I mean, you know, and the other thing you got to worry about too now, Laurie, is Jermaine Johnson went down with an ankle. Now, he was walking around okay in the locker room, but he did not return after he was injured in the second quarter. You know, he was a guy that we thought was going to be a beast, you know, on the edge there. You know, I didn't see a lot of, you know, harassment today of Josh Allen. I mean, you know, they flushed him out of the pocket a few times. But, you know, that's supposed to be a strength of this team. And I'm just not really seeing any identity in these first two games defensively from the Jets that you kind of want to see, whether they're going to be a big-time rushing team, are they going to stop the run. They're not doing really anything very well for two games so far.
Yeah, it is. You know, when you look for positives out of this game, as you said, it's hard to find them. After the game and talking to people, did you have a sense with Justin Fields that the concussion is something that might be, you know, might be more than a game or two, or, you know, would be something like, in other words, should we expect him next week, or do you expect him to be out for a week?
I think these things are impossible to tell. I mean, Glenn basically said, you know, they had no further, you know, with those things, you really have to, I mean, as you know, there's a protocol. These guys have to clear all these steps. So it's not going to surprise me at all that he misses next week. I think it would be, you know, incredibly optimistic to think that he gets out of this thing, since he was diagnosed with a concussion today. You know, I think it's a little bit too optimistic to think he would play next week. But I mean, the hit and the fall where his head fell down on hit the ground, I should say. It didn't look, you know, I mean, like, you can never tell with concussions, but you know, it didn't look like he was completely blown up, so to speak. But you just never know with these things. But it's really impossible to tell. Again, I think I'd be surprised if he plays next week, just because because of all the steps the NFL makes you go through, you know, to get through the protocol. You know, hopefully he does get through and is able to play. But you know, the thing you worry about is the Tyrod Taylor. You know, he basically missed the entire preseason with a knee, you know, situation in training camp. So I mean, he is, you know, maybe the least durable quarterback in the NFL. So that has to be some concern if Justin is not able to go, you know, on Sunday in Tampa.
Any other comments post game, reactions from some of the players, Garrett Wilson or some others, Sauce Gardner, any of them expressing some frustration about this game and just how poorly the team kind of no-showed?
To be honest with you, I was a little. You know what struck me in that locker room today, Laurie, was it was very flat. It was as flat as the Jets played in the game. I just didn't see, you know, I think guys were embarrassed, but they weren't, you know, there was just a sense of, yeah, we just, you know, this is unacceptable. We can't do this. you know, there wasn't, you know, I mean, a lot of the guys in the locker room cleared out pretty quickly. But, you know, Sauce just was kind of, you know, he admitted he had a bad game. He had a whole, you know, he gave it that long pass play and he held on that same play. He also whiffed on a blitz, that he was right there, you know, to take Allen down, and Allen kind of deked him and left him on the ground. You know, Garrett Wilson just kind of, everybody was just kind of flat in there. You know, there was not a lot of anger. There was just kind of, you know, I think they just realized that they were completely outmanned in that match. And listen, you know, Glenn, you know, Aaron said right after the game, he's got to look at himself. I mean, he didn't seem to have gotten to get these guys ready. You know, maybe they had a false sense of security because they came out of that Pittsburgh game, at least offensively, feeling good about themselves. But, you know, this was terrible today. I mean, this was a massive regression, you know, and that's not what you want to see with a rookie head coach, you know, coming out of last week's game. And, you know, I mean, Aaron said all the right things last week, saying it wasn't a moral victory, but there were positives to take out of that game. Today, there was nothing positive to take out of the game.
All right. Well, we'll see if the Jets can turn things around moving forward. But, yeah, this was as disappointing and bleak a showing as any that I can remember in a while from the New York Jets.
Maybe we'll get to talk about a positive Jet or Giant win one of these nights, Lori. You know, one of these Sunday nights that we do sometimes.
It would be nice. It would be really nice if the Giants or Jets could try winning a football game. And if, I don't know, one of the two teams could not be practically mathematically eliminated by Halloween.
We're only 0-4 through 2 weeks, so yeah, here in New York.
Exactly.
But, and listen, it's weird. The Giant game was a little bit like the Jet game last week because you have to feel good about offensively.
Yeah.
You know, what Wilson did, other than that, you know, terrible INT in OT. But, you know, the Giant fan has to come away thinking, you know, I mean, certainly they're not calling for, you know, for Jackson Dart quite as much as they were after last week's game. So, yeah, hopefully these teams will get their acts together and get something going because, you know, football in this town has been pretty grim for too long.
Yeah. as Herm Edwards said, you play to win the game. I think we've lost that message around here.
Yeah.
All right, Mark Canizero, by the way, hopefully we'll talk to you at some point coming up. We have Ryder Cup coming up also pretty soon.
100%. Yeah, I was out in California this past week talking to all the 10 of the 12 Ryder Cup players that were playing in the PGA Tour event last week. So I was out there for about 5 days and spent a lot of time with Keegan Bradley and the players. And, you know, in 2 weeks, it's going to be pretty electric out of Bethpage. So, yeah, we'll definitely talk whenever you want.
Absolutely. Bethpage. So Allen hosting the Ryder Cup. So that should be exciting. Yeah, in a couple of weeks. All right. Mark Canizero, always appreciate the time. Catch up with you soon.
Anytime, Lori. Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.